Lee, who had accomplished none of his strategic goals, defiantly stood his ground Thursday and even mulled continuing his campaign after a short halt to replenish his army. It soon became clear to him, however, that his crippled force could be driven no further. That night, Lee began moving his troops back across the Potomac River toward the Shenandoah Valley for the trip south. McClellan made a feeble stab at chasing after the rebels, but gave it up a day later, content that he had won just by driving Lee out of Maryland. The Army of the Potomac commander now convinced himself that his military reputation had been restored. He should replace Halleck as general-in-chief, and that Stanton should be fired. His mood grew dark as it quickly became clear that Stanton was going nowhere, and Halleck continued sending him telegrams with what he thought were nitpicking complaints. Shortly after the rebels slipped away, McClellan sent Pinkerton to Washington once more to spy on the Lincoln administration. On September 22nd, the detective wandered into the White House and began casually sounding out John Hay in his second-floor corner office, which sat across the waiting room from Lincoln's, with a view of Lafayette Square. Hay, one of two aides Lincoln brought with him from Illinois, was always good for political intelligence, Pinkerton found. On the spur of the moment, or at least Pinkerton thought it was the spur of the moment, Hay walked him over to Lincoln's office for a chat with the president. Hay, a 23-year-old Brown University graduate and former journalist, more likely calculated that Pinkerton was a man the president needed to work over. Lincoln had a lot on his plate that day. Earlier in July, he had informed his cabinet he intended to issue an Emancipation Proclamation, which he advertised as a war measure rather than a measure of morality. They advised him to wait until the army had a military victory. Lincoln, who thought African Americans were entitled to the rights in the Declaration of Independence, but did not believe they were socially equal to whites, agreed to postpone the announcement.